Welcome to Sports Mindset, folks. I'm your host, Khalil Calloway, as always, and always joining next to me, here is Matt Camacho.
What's up?
Today is a very chill podcast. We're going to be discussing pretty much the big injuries that have been going on in the NFL recently, with the big injury list and do not plays in practice. I think we might go into the previews if we have time, I think for sure, for the games. And maybe our fantasy outlook on all this as well. Great news to start us off, because we want to start off on great news, folks. We don't want to have you guys like upset. You know, that's not our goal here. We want to make you happy. You know, and unless you're playing him, Tyreek Hill looked great and normal in practice and is expected to play. Which is great news. I mean, he had a do not play in Wednesday and Thursday, and now Friday he's looking great. And this could be great for the Chiefs, especially since they're playing a poor pass defense in Washington. They struggled last week against Winston, Harris, and Callaway. So I expect Tyreek Hill to have a pretty good game this week. I mean, maybe he gets 100 yards again, maybe even a touchdown in there, maybe two. I don't know. But one of those blow-up games could happen for Tyreek Hill at any point. And we had two breaking news today with it comes to injuries. Christian McCaffrey will not be playing against Minnesota. And Nick Chubb is going to be out against Arizona. Matt, how do you feel about these injuries? And what do you think the outcome of these games are going to be like since these two aren't going to play?
So I'm going to go first with the Carolina news. That's obviously still a big blow to their offense, but it's not as crazy as people might think. And I know they lost to Philly. I do think that I'm still like in on the Panthers. So that's why I'm like still like hopeful of them. I think Philly can pull it off against Minnesota. I'm not too sure. I feel like Minnesota, you know, if you look back at that Lions game, they're just like one kick away from losing that game. So I really don't know if they're all that's what's meant to be, you know. I think Carolina could take them down even with, you know, Chuba Hubbard as the replacement RB there. Chuba Hubbard. And then you go to the Arizona game. That one's going to be a bit interesting because Cleveland is super reliant on the run game, as we know, because they have I'm going to just say probably the best running back duo in the league. I really can't think of another one. And when you take out one half of that, Kareem Hunt's a great running back. Like, don't get me wrong. I love Kareem Hunt. I think he could be a solid running back on another team, like starting and not like a duo guy. But I do think that taking Nick Chubb out is going to make Arizona's job easier. And it could look like they're going to 6-0. Seeing that Odell and is not getting like the targets that people are thinking he's going to get. Baker still's got that torn labrum, but you can't really count out the Browns. They scored 42 against the LA Chargers, which is like a top three team in the AFC. So,
yeah, I mean, I think Nick Chubb, it's crazy to think, but I actually think Nick Chubb, like you said, makes a bigger difference for the Browns than Christian McCaffrey does for the Panthers. And I think in this case for fantasy owners, obviously, Chuba Hubbard has been playing to the, at least to the potential of Christian McCaffrey. Like, and that's obvious. Like, that's obviously not going to happen. But we saw Mike Davis this year. We thought Christian McCaffrey's role could be filled, but Chuba Hubbard really can't fill that role. And that's just the honest truth. For Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, he's going to go off. I feel bad for anybody that has to play Kareem Hunt this week because he plays well with Nick Chubb in the lineup. Now, imagine him without Nick Chubb. I mean, hey, this is a great week for Kareem Hunt fantasy owners, and I think this is honestly going to be a very fun time to see what really Kareem Hunt could do by himself in a one backfield. Maybe Kareem Hunt goes somewhere else and gets his own touches and some team would pay him that kind of money. I think this is the time to see it, but I do agree with Matt. This team goes 6-0. Arizona has been red hot. They just added Zach Ertz, which is a huge trade for them considering Max Williams went down. And Kyler loved throwing to Max Williams. He's going to love throwing to Zach Ertz even more. How do you feel about that trade, Matt?
I don't get it from the Eagles' perspective, just because, like, was it just contract things, or was it just, like, some sort of unease with both parties involved? Because I don't see why you would –
I think it was unease with both parties involved.
Okay, that makes more sense just because, like, I don't know why you would give up, like, that caliber of a tight end. I'm not saying he's a Travis Kelce or a Kittle or a Waller. You know, he's definitely in the B tier for me. But, like, I don't know, Philly, you gotta have Hurts work with something. You know, you already shown that Miles Sanders isn't as effective. So you really limit to the passing game. And Hurts is a solid passer, but you also need other options down the seam. So for Philly, I think they lost this one just because, like, the return on the value isn't as grand as I thought it'd be. But for Arizona, oh my gosh, if you thought they weren't going to go undefeated, tell me that they're not going to go undefeated now, because adding Zach Ertz to an offense already filled with a pretty solid cast of wide receivers in Christian Kirk, Rondale Moore, AJ Green, and then you also got Kyler Murray, who's top three, top four MVP voting. Like, you could flip it around however you want, and then you give him that. Like, oh man, that's just a huge win for Arizona, and they just really pushed themselves ahead in the top NFC team if they weren't already. So yeah.
This movie is interesting, and I think it's interesting for a couple reasons. The Eagles said they were going to trade either Goddard or Ertz this week. And it does, I do admit, it happens a lot sooner than we think. But does it really not make sense? I mean, Ertz was looking for a trade last year. I honestly thought he was going to go to the Colts and team up with Wentz. But Arizona is honestly a better spot for him. Ertz is very talented. I get that. But Goddard is too. These two worked together for a while, and I don't think the problem with Philly is more of their passing targets. I just think it's their scheme. I mean, the entire first half, the offense looked dreadful. Honestly, dreadful. They finally got Miles Sanders going later on in the game. But did they run the ball? Like, I think they ran the ball once the entire half. They ran a bunch of wide receiver screens thinking that was going to work. Listen. Richard Sherman just got hurt. They're starting corner. Hey, throw the ball. And maybe down the middle, too. I mean, that's how you test Devin White's coverage skills. With Levante David out, too. Like, I just think, honestly, it was bad coaching. And when you prepare for a matchup like this, you need to have everything ready. And they weren't ready for it at all. And it was simply just Nick Sirianni not coaching offensively right. And then Tom Brady, I mean, the first half looked great. I do admit he did miss a few throws, but that's normal. He didn't miss – I remember he had a target to Evans and missed him. And then he had the same route to Brown and missed him. And I was just like, what's going on? So I think the Buccaneers definitely could have won by a lot more yesterday. But I think Philly's problem is really just their coaching. And it was a problem last year, and it's just continuing. And Hurts is actually good. And it's not – he did miss on a lot of throws too. I'll admit that. But if you want to just keep going outside to the same place and not have your receivers maybe go in, then you can't do much, you know. And Tampa Bay is going to play back if you're not going to run the ball. You know, you have to give in a little bit and then pass. Can't just pass on every down. You're not Dak Prescott. You don't have the O-line like Dak Prescott does. Can't just do that, you know? Even when Dak had that, they still had Zeke, who had 11 rush attempts. So it's like, try running. And obviously it's not going to work every time. But use that for your play action to make it more effective. And I think the Eagles in the red zone, they've actually been pretty good this year because of Jalen Hurts. That fake with Miles Sanders and Jalen Hurts taking it in his rushing ability, he's so quick. That's worked this year. But when they try to get down the field, they just struggle so badly. And I think Ertz, it's not really going to hurt them as much because I think they still have Goddard, so they're not missing anything. But, yeah, I just think last night's game, for Ertz at least, like, he needed to go somewhere, and you might as well get something back.
Yeah, like, again, I don't know – Not like I'm saying it doesn't make sense, like, for Ertz, because that's like, you know, what is Philly now, 2-4? Like, you go to sleep 2-4 and you wake up 5-0. Like, that's pretty solid, you know? So that makes sense for him. It's just that, like, I guess if there's unease, you really can't do much of it. You really can't mend that relationship. So I guess you get him for something before letting him walk. But, yeah, no, good points you made.
Yeah, I mean, and talking again about the game last night, this Tampa Bay offense actually looked pretty, like, unbeatable in the first half. I mean, Fournette was extremely effective. Unfortunately, I faced him in fantasy. But to you off of that, Fournette was great. Antonio Brown looks like old Antonio Brown. He looks like the number one target, honestly, in this offense. They have Godwin. Godwin had 60 yards, something like that. Mike Evans was really nowhere to be found, but he didn't need to be found. So, and then you have the double tight end set with Howard and Bright, and they were good too. They are missing Gronk, so that's going to be huge. But at the same time, it's like Gronk's really a great red zone target, and Brady and him have that connection. So whenever Gronk comes back, it's going to be normal. But my question to you, Matt, do you think Tampa Bay in Dallas, if they match up again, do you think Tampa Bay will overcome and get that win?
So, I'm thinking about it, and if they were to play in the playoffs, it would really come down to their depth, because, again, it was a tale of two halves. Like, the first half, they seemed like the greatest show on turf. They seemed unstoppable, but then in the second one, we obviously saw the score got tighter and tighter. So it was a great matchup week one. I think both teams did amazing. It just came down to the wire. And if we're taking both of these teams right now, I like the Tampa Bay offense more, but I think the Cowboys would win just for the simple fact that their defense is just better than Tampa's in the sense that they have more like Tampa's a bit banged up. You know what I mean? You just said Sherman's out and there's got a few other secondary players that are out. So at this moment, if you took both of these teams right now, Cowboys would probably win. It would be a close one, but I do think Cowboys would win. What about you?
Personally, for me, I think it depends on home field advantage. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. And I think Tampa Bay's weakness is shown in the secondary, and I think Dallas' run game has just gotten better over time. The defense for me is always going to be questionable, especially against Tom Brady. And they've been going at it with Fournette too. And Jones hasn't been great, but Fournette's really been the bell cow in this offense. And Antonio Brown's been playing better than ever. So honestly, I would take Tampa Bay on this one, especially if they're getting all their guys back. But moving on from that, we're going to go into London for the 9:30 game, Dolphins and Jaguars. And I have some news. Xavier Howard and Devontae Parker will not be playing in this game. Now, does this make Jalen Waddle a flex option for people, considering that Parker will be out this week?
I'm sorry, you kind of cut out. Can you repeat that question?
Since Parker's going to be out this week, do you play Jalen Waddle at your flex position?
To be honest, based off of paper, based off of matchup, I don't see – I don't know. I would take a chance just because it's the Jaguars' defense, and I'm always going to say it against a team like that. But, I mean, if you got other options, maybe consider those more just because I don't know. I feel like sometimes it's hard to get, like, solid performances out of fantasy people in, like, London games. I don't know. I just get that. Like, of course, we had Kyle Pitts do 17, but, like, I don't know. I could see this one being low scoring just because both teams are so subpar. So if you have other options, don't go Jalen Waddle. If you really want to experiment and you're in a position where you really – can afford to lose one based off of that flex position, if it's a tight one and you want to just experiment, go with Jalen Waddle. Yeah.
Folks, I'm going to be completely honest with you all. We watched the draft in April. We see the number 5th pick. And he has had 185 yards last week. We see the 10th pick. And he had 77 yards the week before. He's had a game with 120 yards. We look at the 20th pick, He had 189 yards. The number six pick, Jalen Waddle, has proved nothing to me.
Oh my God.
Tua's going to come back. Do I think the Dolphins win this game? I'm going to be completely honest. No. And I'm wearing a Jacksonville Jaguars shirt right now. The answer is no. James Robinson's going to rush for 200 yards. I had a parlay. I have him over 73 yards. Because it's going to happen. Miami's defense is bad. And with Xavier Howard, it gets worse. It gets dark. Laviska Shenault is gonna. He might have a fantastic game, but he's not the star of this game, is he? He's not gonna be the star of this game. James Robinson is going to be the star of this game. The Dolphins' offense with Tua, it gets worse. It just gets worse, which is weird because, you know, you expect Tua to be the starting quarterback for this team, but I feel like you're forcing him into the starting role instead of just letting him watch from the sideline. Let him watch Jacoby. Let him watch how he does the offense. Because Jacoby Brissett, sure, the Buccaneers blew him out last week, but Brissett got off the field and they were leading. So Brissett, Fitzpatrick, these guys have been in the league for a while and learned under other guys. I think Tua needs that leadership, somebody to teach him. And let him watch instead of just throwing him into a game. Because we're expecting so much of this guy when, one, he's been injured and hasn't played a lot. Two, when he does play, he hasn't really done much either. And three, I mean, what's the point of rushing him? You have the entire future. There's no point to rush him. You know? If you really believe in this guy, don't rush him. If you don't believe in this guy, then go draft somebody else. Simple as that. Because Miami's defense is horrible, and that was the one thing that honestly kept them in games last year. This team is not going to be competing. At all. Sorry to say it. They're not competing. And I don't think Jacksonville is either. But I think Jacksonville is a better team. And Urban Meyer finally found out, hey, we have a running back. Like, use him. Like, if Urban Meyer doesn't use him in London on Sunday, me and Urban Meyer, we're going to go fly to London. Me, you, and Ty are flying to London, and we're going to go talk to Urban Meyer because it's ridiculous. But, yeah, don't start Jalen Waddle. Don't do it. I only asked the question just to see your answer. Don't start him. Don't start anybody on the Dolphins. Maybe Mike Gesicki. Maybe, because that's your best option. But Tua barely throws to him either. So I'm going to take the Jaguars in this one for the outcome at least. I'll even do a FanDuel money line for you. Do Jaguars money line if you want to do a spread. I would take the Jaguars spread -5 if you want to take that. I mean, that's not going to be hard. So I would do that. Or Miami, maybe -5.
Maybe +5.
+5. Sorry, +5. So, yeah, Matt, how are we feeling about this game in London? By the way,
in London, yeah, because it makes sense to put the two teams that are probably the closest to each other, Jacksonville and Miami, and fly them out of the country to play them because that makes the most sense to the NFL. I feel bad for London fans, man. Just wait till they actually get a good matchup. But, yeah, that game I'm going to be sleeping through. I really don't care about that game. James Robinson is going to go off if Urban Meyer has a single brain cell left after having that girl on his lap. Because, dude needs to start coaching, to be honest. You know, I don't know, though. You're asking me to pick what the better garbage is, and I'm honestly trying to go. I think I'm just gonna go Miami money line just because.
Ooh.
I just think Jacoby could pull one out.
Yeah, literally. But Tua's the starter. What I'm saying.
Okay. That switches up my answer actually completely because I do not like Tua. I will go on the record saying Tua is not a good quarterback, but Okay, maybe that switches my answer. Maybe I will go Jaguars then, because I have faith in James Robinson. Trevor Lawrence could do something in London, you know, because in London that matters. Yeah, I don't really have any thoughts on this game. You want to go to another one?
Yeah.
Please.
Vikings and Panthers.
Vikings and Panthers. I like the matchup. It's very interesting. I was shown something on Sunday that, again, people won't agree. Some people might not agree, but the Lions are not that bad, and they really proved themselves against what was supposed to be a top team in the NFC to Minnesota. And I do think they're still like pretty solid. They're a pretty solid team, but against Carolina, who I don't know, I just like their whole like scheme, their whole play style better. I just feel like they're gonna go into this game and they're just gonna win one after they got embarrassed by losing to Philly. It's embarrassing to lose to a team that's now 2-4. You know, you don't want to do that. You want to keep proving that you are gonna contend in this league. So I will say that I do have Carolina in this game, but I would say that it is gonna be closer than people think, just because you really shouldn't count out Kirk and Justin Jefferson and Thielen. Is Dalvin playing? I don't even know if Dalvin's playing. Is
Dalvin
he playing?
Cook is playing.
Okay, well, Dalvin Cook's playing in the first half, and then he's going to get subbed out because of something, and then Alexander Madison's going to come in. So it's going to be one to watch for sure. I will be watching that game.
Okay. This is a very tricky game because Minnesota has really let me down. And they had a listen. That they almost blew it last week. They almost blew it last week. And in this game at 1 o'clock in Carolina, Dalvin Cook returns. I think he'll be fine. He was a full participant in practice, and because of that, I'm going to take the Vikings. The Panthers, they've been pretty good. And you're probably like, Khalil, the Panthers got to bounce back too. The Eagles, you know, that's a bad loss. You have to bounce back from that. Sure. But when a team is hot and gets a win against a division rival, you have to keep winning. And Minnesota has to keep winning. I just like the fact that Dalvin Cook is finally back. I like that Thielen, Jefferson are all good to go. And this defense has actually been playing pretty well. They played well against Cleveland. They played well against the Detroit back-to-back. So I actually like Minnesota in this one. The Panthers' defense hasn't proven much to me as much as I thought they were. The first few weeks they've played well, and now they've kind of fallen off. Gilmore doesn't come back till next week, so I'm not worried really as much in the secondary. I like Dante Jackson. Do I think he can guard Justin Jefferson or Adam Thielen? I'm not sure, to be honest. I don't think so. So for that case, I'm going to get Minnesota. If you want to play anybody in fantasy here, I would go DJ Moore. I have him getting over 6.5 receptions in my parlay. So I would do that. Just because if the Panthers are down in garbage time, they're going to go to DJ Moore. He's the number one target in this offense. So I would do that, and I wouldn't do a money line for this game. I'd probably do a spread for the Panthers not to lose by 7, because I don't see them losing by 7, or maybe 10 if you want to do that to be safe. But yeah, I just think this game is very interesting and you can really go either way. But now I move on to my opinion. I think maybe it was, I wouldn't even say the Cardinals and Browns. This is the game of the week.
This is the game of the season so far. Oh my gosh, keep going. Sorry, I'm excited.
This is the game to look forward to. Chargers, Ravens, two.
Oh, I
MVP
thought you were
going to
say the Jets game.
Oh, what?
I thought you were going to say the Jets game. Never mind.
They're on a bye.
Exactly.
They'll probably lose that one too. But the two MVP front runners. This is going to be one to watch. In Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, could he do it against a real contender? he did it against the Chiefs. And they're like, oh, that defense isn't good. Okay. Lamar Jackson does it again. Well, he beat Detroit by 1 point. Wasn't much. Faces Denver. Oh, they're a pretender. They're with 3-0. Faces the Colts. Comes back. Has 442 yards passing. Career high. Well, he hasn't faced anybody yet. This is the real test. This is where an MVP is made. Justin Herbert has been on fire. If Lamar Jackson wins this game, there are no excuses. And he will need Marquise Brown and Mark Andrews to perform the way they did on Monday night. Because if he has that, I have him winning this game. Do I think they'll win the game? No. I have the Chargers money line in my parlay. I don't know how the Chargers are plus. I don't know how. I don't know why. But I'm not gonna question it. So I think the Chargers are gonna win this game. I just think their team is not depleted. Their team has been pretty good this season. Austin Eckler's hot. Allen's hot. Keenan Allen's hot. Mike Williams is on fire. Herbert's on fire. His offense is clicking. Clicking. And Derwin James has actually been pretty well. The defense did not play great last week, but I think they'll come back from that. And they're going to have to stop Lamar in that run. I think this will be close, but I do have the Chargers winning this game. Matt, how do you feel about this game?
I love this game. I'm going to have I might not even put on Red Zone for it. I might just watch that game entirely just because two juggernauts, you know? And you want to talk about, like, MVP. Okay, let's list them out. Josh Allen. Okay, we said he needed to face real comp. Well, he faced the Chiefs like Ravens did, like the Ravens and Lamar did, and he beat the brakes off him. He beat him by like 18, right? Okay. And if you want to start like nitpicking at Lamar's MVP case, and you know, oh, he like won by one. Okay, this, you're right. This is the real test. But whoever wins this game, I'm gonna ask you this real quick. Do you think that will put the other person down in MVP ranking, no matter how well they do? Like statistically,
It won't put him down that much, but it will put him down a little bit, depending on how Allen plays Tennessee and how Kyler plays Cleveland.
I gotcha. So yeah, just to round off those thoughts, I would honestly, I didn't even know the Chargers were plus 7.5, but if they are, I am taking that spread just because. Why would you not? You know, the Chargers, mm-hmm. I think, are a much better team. I think they have, you know. Like I don't know, the offenses are pretty. You could throw them up, but like I like the Chargers' offense, and then their defense is playing lights out. Like again, they gave up like 42, but like they're still keeping they're still like doing something, you know. And they're not as injured as Baltimore is, but you got to see that it's Baltimore in playing in their home stadium, and I got a chance to go to MNT for the Sunday Night Chiefs game. That crowd is ridiculous. Like it's actually like a problem for home field advantage. They're no 12th man, but like it will be something to watch. So regardless, I still got the Chargers, but I don't think it'll drop Lamar too far in my MVP ranking.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think this is gonna be a fantastic game. I think this game is really gonna be where it'll really show where both teams are in rankings for sure. Now, I can honestly just breeze through this game. Rams, Giants. I got the Rams. Take the money line. I wouldn't even do a spread. Just take the money line. I have Daryl Henderson. If you want to have him, I don't know what they have him at as yards right now on DraftKings. At least I can check for you guys. I'll let Matt go while I do that. Matt, how do you feel about this game?
Blowout. It's going to be a stat padding game. Not like it's a bad – I'm not saying it like it's a bad thing, but it's going to be a stat padding game for Stafford and the Rams. It's going to be – they're going to take over. Can you just let me know if – so Saquon's not playing. Is Dan Jones playing, and is Kenny Golladay
playing? Dan Jones is playing. Kenny Golladay is not. Shepard is playing, and Slayton are playing.
Okay, see, like, unlike Khalil, I would – if you can just tell me the spread for the Rams, that would be lovely because I would take the spread for the Rams on this one.
Let me check that right now. I have it up here. Rams spread minus 10.
Like, I would be confident in that because this Giants team, you take away Danny Dimes' number one target plus the running back that he had for like 2 weeks that he was trying to get comfortable with, and like you got a Rams blowout. What is it, in MetLife?
LA? It's in MetLife, yeah.
Like, it matters, you know. Yeah. Rams minus 10. That's my pick.
So I'm looking at this Rams thing right now. I'm looking at the parlays. You have Daryl Henderson over and under 76 yards. That's a lot of yards. I'm going to be honest. This is rushing yards. I would honestly take the under.
It's a good pick.
It's surprising, but 70, he would need to get 78 yards, which is not impossible, right? Because they might need to run the ball out, but Sonny Michel is going to be in this offense too. And still, I don't trust Henderson because he gets injured a lot. Just like last week when I told you guys, watch out for Damian Harris with the two touches. I don't trust him. He got hurt. So he did score one, but he didn't get the other. So he scares me a lot too. Daryl Henderson over two receptions, 2.5. So he has to get three. I would do that. Higbee over 3.5. I would do that. Van Jefferson, I wouldn't touch. Cooper Kupp over 82 yards. I wouldn't touch that. Let me look at the receptions. Do they have receptions for – so they don't have any receptions for Cooper Kupp. But if you're going on FanDuel, you can create your own. I would definitely do like over 5 or 6 receptions for Cooper Kupp because that's a very normal thing for Cooper Kupp. So, yeah, I would take the Rams money line. I would honestly take the spread too. I would honestly do that too. Last time they played this team, I think was last year, Jared Goff played, and I think Cooper Kupp had a long touchdown from what I remember in week 3 or 2. It was week 2 or 3. Whenever Herbert started, that was the same week. So, yeah, I would take the Rams money line on this one. Cooper Kupp touchdown isn't impossible either. So, Cooper Kupp and Daryl Henderson touchdowns, I would do. Now, we got another game, Packers and Bears. How do we see this one going?
Oh, Packers coming off a pretty shaky victory. And the Bears coming off a pretty confident one against the Raiders. I don't know, man. I probably wouldn't bet against Aaron Rodgers because he's a really, really not good man. But I would probably bet against in the fact that I would take Chicago spread, depending on what it is, just because like I like how that team right is forming.
Packers minus 5.5. Packers. So Bears plus 5.5.
I would adjust that to probably like 8, just because I think that Chicago will keep it close, but not that close. Or if you want to be just safe, Packers money line. But you know, we like to be dangerous out here, so. Yeah, but overall, I got the Packers. It's Aaron Rodgers. But Justin Fields got a bright future. He definitely 20-6 against the Raiders. That's nothing to wipe over, you know?
See, this Bears team, like, they didn't prove a lot to me in that win. I just think it was more run. It was just a run game. And I had a feeling it was going to happen just because Las Vegas can't stop the run either. And the Bears thrive in it. So I expected them to win that game. Now, there's a weekly special for this game. Devontae Adams plus Aaron Jones over 299 combined rushing and receiving. No.
over 190?
No, 300.
Get out of here. You have better luck just throwing your money in a river. Like, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
Please hit the under on that if you even wanted to bet that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think this Packers team is going to get the dub, though. They're coming off a really good win against the Bengals. I don't think they're going to sail on their high horses or anything like that. I just think they're going to take care of business. I see Devontae Adams, honestly, having 2 touchdowns. I think that's very realistic, especially for him. It just makes a lot of sense. So I see him getting 2 touchdowns. And if you honestly want to take that, they have plus 400 for that one, so... which really isn't that much. But if you want to make the bet, it's literally like you put in $8, you get 40. So plus 400. I would take it, low-key. Now, we go into the next game. Because, I mean, what else do we really have to say about this game? Oh, Khalil Herbert. Oh, my God. Khalil Herbert. I think Khalil Herbert could actually have a pretty good performance. Low key.
Why do you think that, Khalil?
Just see what you did there.
You just got that?
Yeah. Just, I don't know. I just really like him in this game because Damian Williams is going to be out. And there's nobody really else behind him, unless I'm mistaken. No, there's really nobody else behind him. So I like him this week. So if you're looking to plug him into your fantasy lineups at a flex, I would do it. I have him. The only reason why I'm not playing him is because I have Zach Moss, and I'm really trusting Zach Moss here, and I'm scared. But it's Monday Night Hope, so we can pray. Now, Bengals and Lions. I'll just go through this one quick. Jamar Chase, he's gonna dominate. Him and Joe Mixon, it's going to be a fun show for them. And I really have to say much? Detroit's really, like, disappointed me, and I just don't think it's going to – I think it's just going to continue. Also, what else was happening? Dan Campbell was crying in the press conference because he's like, these guys fight so hard to win. Listen, man, you got a few years. Maybe you'll stop crying and you'll win some games. But at the end of the day,
wow,
you get so close, you get so far. And Detroit, they're not getting far and they're not getting close. I have the Bengals winning this one. And if you're going to do a game line, -3.5, I would take the Bengals for sure on that one.
Yeah, I'd take the Bengals spread on that one. I just like how the Bengals are, you know, they played a pretty solid game against the Packers. They could have won that one, but, you know, their kicker just can't do it. So, yeah, I got Bengals. I am not sharing the same views as Khalil in terms of the Lions. I think they're just unlucky. I mean, like, yeah, you can say that they've not capitalized on certain things, but like, I personally think that they still got some talent, and they just had some rough, you know, some rough calls. You know, that no delay game call against the Ravens. They also got that's pretty much it, actually. But yeah, no, I like their team. I like Dan Campbell, but they're not contending for any time soon. And Joey Burrow and Jamar Chase are going to get it done, in my opinion. And that defense is looking pretty solid for a Cincinnati defense. It's been the first time I could say that in a while. So,
yeah, I sure as hell agree with that. I mean, do you have anything else?
I'm sorry, what? You cut out.
Sorry about that. What was I saying? Do we have anything else to say about that game, really?
No, Bengals -3. That's a pretty solid pick for me.
Yeah. So now I got Houston and the Colts. I made a bet for this one. I said Jonathan Taylor is going to get over 99 yards in total. I like this just for the simple fact that it's easy. And now it's gone up, actually. It's gone up to 101. So I'm actually feeling pretty good right now. Dang, yeah, I'm feeling really good. Jonathan Taylor, they have 81.5 rushing over or under. I just don't like banking on the fact of rushing yards because last week he didn't really get a lot of rushing yards. He's only had one game this season with 100 rushing yards. As much as Houston is a great matchup for him, I'm still scared of Marlon Mack. I really wish Marlon Mack got traded, today. That would have been great. But it's looking like he's not going to get traded anytime soon. The deadline's coming up. I assume he's going to get traded then. I'm really hoping he gets traded then. So, yeah, we'll see. But I got the Colts on this one. They really need this win. I think them having that loss in that fashion against Baltimore is just really sad because they started out the game so well and they just folded. And honestly, it had to do with the kicking, I do agree. But it was just rough for them. It really was. So I'm feeling for the Colts, and I think they're going to get this dub. What do you think? I'll tell you the game line. They have the Colts -10.
Which... Ooh, that's a bit steep. I don't know, man. That's a bit steep. I would probably hit the Houston +10 on that one just because I don't think Houston's that scrubby of an organization. they kept it close with a Belichick-led defense.
And oh my god!
So you gotta admit, but no, I'm praising Houston now. I'm praising Houston. So I think Houston. I would hit the Houston plus 10 on that one, but Colts are gonna win for sure.
Hey, you take that risk. I wouldn't touch the spread on that one. Now,
scared money don't make no money. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Kansas City and the Washington football team. Kansas City needs to win this game. Tyreek Hill's healthy. Travis Kelce's healthy. Daryl Williams is going to come in and fill CEH's. Sorry about that. CEH's role perfectly. I think it'll be fine. Mahomes is going to get back to business. Washington's defense is really not good. I think it honestly might be worse than Kansas City. Kansas City's going to win this game. And they have a -6 spread. I would take it. Six and a half spread. I would take it. I would honestly take it. I think Washington will put up a fight. I think Antonio Gibson will be fine. But Terry McLaurin's questionable. So this becomes even more interesting. Because if they don't have Terry McLaurin, I think this is going to be a blowout. I honestly think this is a blowout. I don't even think it gets close. Because then Curtis Samuel is going to be the number one. And they need Terry McLaurin to win this game. He has a bad hamstring. I think he'll play, but if he doesn't, it's not looking good, and I would take the spread immediately.
Yeah, like, if Kansas City does not win this game, I don't care how they lose. If they don't win this game, confirmed, they're not top three anymore in the AFC. They're not. And I was going to go top five. That's too far. Because I'm looking at the teams now.
I'm going to be honest. Are they really top three? You have the Chargers, the Browns, and the Bills, and the Ravens. And are they really top three?
Are they better than Tennessee?
That's tricky. I think for me, I think they're better than Tennessee. But then, I mean, you look at the AFC West, North, so East. Yeah. Yeah, they're. I don't think they're top three.
But this would confirm it for sure. Yeah. So they're four, but if they lose to the football team, that's just red flags all over the place. I don't want to hear Mahomes is the best quarterback right now because he's not. He's not right now. You know, he's out of it. It's very uncharacteristic of the Chiefs to look like this. But with that being said, must win against whatever franchise, you know, if you should get a win here. It's a given, really. But I would hit that Chiefs -6 for sure.
Yeah, I would do that as well. Now, we got another good game, Arizona and Cleveland. They have Arizona on the +3 spread. If Nick Chubb is not playing like they said, I would take it, ladies and gentlemen.
Arizona -3, you said?
No, they have Arizona +3.
How is they plus? They think the Cleveland's going to win?
Yes.
That's ridiculous. Please hit that Arizona +3 if that's true.
Hit the Arizona money line. That's +145. Take it, folks.
Oh my goodness.
Take your money and run.
I got to hit up Ty to put in that. Oh my god, I don't want that to change.
Dude, take your money line and run. Just run for your life. So, yeah, I'm taking Arizona on this one. I think Nick Chubb really will make a difference. And it's going to really run it's just going to run down Kareem Hunt eventually. They really don't have a backup for Kareem Hunt. And if they're going to be down in this game, it's going to be hard. So, yeah, I'm taking Arizona on this one.
Yeah, why wouldn't you, you know? I like their offense. They're way more composed right now. Their defense is actually pretty solid. So I don't know if they're going to like do anything to the Cleveland offense, maybe because Chubb's out, but yeah, I would hit that Arizona +3 in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Go sit Odell, by the way, please. Just everybody just tell you, go sit Odell Beckham.
I'm going to start him now.
Leave him on your bench, please. Cause if Odell has a great performance, hey, I'll come up here and apologize and have my little apology. I'm not going to need to apologize this week. I'm not. Sit Odell.
Matt, chill out, man.
Sit Odell. Trust me. Raiders, Broncos. I'm going to keep it pretty simple. Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams are going to have a great game. They have the Broncos as -4. Would I take it? No. just because I think the Raiders always put up a fight in their games. I think last week was very hard to, considering all of the controversy around John Gruden. And that's been a big deal for them. I don't know how the Raiders come out and play. Do they play hard as if, like, they're playing for Gruden? How do they play? And I'm really not sure, to be honest. I don't know how they play. But if they're coming to play, hey, they can get Broncos an upset. But yeah, if you're looking for fantasy, I would play Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams. Obviously, play Darren Waller. Josh Jacobs, I would, just because we saw what Najee Harris did last week. And Cortland Sutton, I would play too. Renfro, I would play. He'd be a good slot guy. But that's Waller. Obviously, Waller. You'd play Waller. So, I'd go with those if you're gonna start anybody. Matt, how we feeling?
Yeah, a game that I honestly will not keep my eyes on, just because you got a very demoralized team in the Raiders after losing that fashion, and then you also got Denver, who just got. I'm pretty sure they got their ass kicked by the Steelers. I call it an ass kicking because it's the Steelers. With that being said, very, very, like, I don't know. I think I'm just going to still take the Raiders just based off of their roster. They're just, like, I think they're more talented. But that Denver defense is something to watch out for. So can you, like, tell me the spread for that game, please?
They have Denver -4.5. They have, obviously, the Raiders +4.
Oh, then yeah, that's another surprise to me. I don't know. I guess they're taking that John Gruden thing really seriously, like, in terms of betting. So I would hit that Raiders +4.5, like, for sure.
I think they home field advantage, too. Denver has home field advantage, so another thing. Cowboys-Patriots. I don't know why this spread is so close. They have -3.5. I'm taking the Cowboys spread here. Patriots really aren't a good offensive team, and the Cowboys are just much better offensively. I think this game is going to make the Cowboys look very, very serious. And this is really going to be the big game for them. I think Zeke might run for 120 yards. I see it already. I see the 2 touchdowns. New England doesn't scare me. They don't scare me. I get that, Mac Jones had a good performance against Tom Brady and his bad secondary. I don't care. Mac Daddy Jones. I don't care about Big Mac Jones. I don't care what his name is. He's not going to do much against Dallas. I wouldn't even be surprised if he gets a pick. Throws like 2 picks. This is not the same team it was a few years ago, ladies and gentlemen. It's not. Dak Prescott is here. He's in town. He's going to go to Foxborough, and he's going to take care of business at 425. Matt, how do we feel?
I'd agree. This New England team isn't like it used to be. It is way better.
Oh, my God.
Mac Jones, right now, in my opinion, is better than Tom Brady.
No.
And that's why. No, I'm kidding.
No, so, okay. Yeah, God.
New England guy here. Well, I'm a fan here. This team is very inconsistent, the way that they'll keep close with, like, a team like the Bucs, like I have said, but then they'll also keep close with a team like Houston. So I don't really know what to think of this team, but considering that the Cowboys are on a hot streak, and what's the spread you said? You said it was really close.
-3.5 for the Cowboys.
I'm hitting that Dallas 3.5 just because, like, I don't think that – I think Mac is going to do a lot of learning in Foxborough at 425. So, I got Cowboys in that one. They're proving that they can contend. And this should be not as easy as, like, playing, like, a Giants like the Rams are. But, like, this will be, like, something that they should win. I wouldn't be surprised if they win. So, I got Dallas in this one. Zeke's going to go off, I hope. Please.
Yeah, so we're making out a really good timing right now. We got the two last games, Seattle and Pittsburgh. I think this is weird. This is a very weird game without Russell Wilson, because we haven't seen a game without Russell Wilson ever for Seattle since he's been on the team. So the spread here, they have Seattle +5.5. That makes sense. I think the Steelers are probably going to take care of business here. Geno Smith, he's a good quarterback. Right. And I think he played very well when he came in for the Rams. But he was fresh and he had nothing to lose. Now he's starting this game. So if he doesn't, he has expectations to live by now. Before, he had no expectations because everybody thought he was going to play bad. Now he's starting. So they expect things from him. So I think that pressure will get the best of him. I think DK Metcalf's still going to play well at the end of the day. He's too talented. I think Claypool, Johnson, and Harris are just going to have a ball. I think it's going to be a very fun time for Pittsburgh, which is something I don't say usually for a while. I actually had Najee Harris over 75 yards rushing because they have 74.5. I have him over. They have DK Metcalf here for receiving 61. If I'm you, I would go over. I think he'll get 70. Tyler Lockett, I wouldn't touch. I might go even under for the 57.5. And they have Najee Harris over 14.5 for the longest rush. I would do it. I see him getting a 15-yard run. I think that's very possible. So I think the Steelers are actually going to really show up on Sunday night. They'll probably show a bunch of Big Ben clips and think Big Ben's really doing something when he's not. But, hey, that's Sunday night for you. Matt, how are you feeling about this?
Bored. I'm bored. I'm already bored. Like, I really don't want to watch this game. But, no, for real. I think Pittsburgh is going to try. They should get an easy dub here based off of the fact that their offense is pretty solid. Even Big Ben can work against Seattle, which is, like, top two worst defenses in the league. Yeah, I mean, I see Najee Harris going off this game. I also see Claypool going off. I see and here is actually where we get to see the whole composure of that Seattle team. And I'm not just talking about their depth. I'm talking about how the effect of, like, leadership on, like, the offense and how that translates from the sidelines to the field, like with Geno Smith, because he's a veteran now. You know, he's been in the league for 8 years, nine years. And he's like, I don't expect him to go put on a, like, performance for the ages, but what I do expect is to see some leadership on the sidelines, and I do expect to see him, like, you know, rally the troops together. But at the end, I do have Pittsburgh winning in Seattle on Sunday night.
All right. And the last game is the Bills and the Titans. This game's really weird, man. This game's really weird to me because I like Tennessee. Buffalo's hot. Tennessee's beaten Buffalo multiple times before. But then at the same time, this Buffalo team is very different from what it was before. They have Buffalo as a 5.5 spread. I would honestly take the Titans on the plus 5.5. They're not going to be able to shut Derrick Henry down for that long. And Julio Jones and A.J. Brown are both playing. I think we'll finally see what this offense is really capable of. I'm not going to say it's fully healthy because Julio is never fully healthy. I'm going to take the Bills just for now if you want to do a money line. But I would honestly stay away from this game. Go enjoy your Monday night without anxiety because Jesus Christ, you might get anxiety from this game. Matt, how are we feeling about this game?
I don't see why you would get anxious on this game. Like, the Bills just closed out against a better team.
We're just waiting. We're just going to wait for, like, the Bills to just lose this game somehow. Why are you getting anxious?
See, I'm someone who likes to take risks. So I'm going to take Bills minus whatever, five and a half?
Yeah.
I'm going to take that because I in Josh Allen we trust, in the Buffalo Bills defense we trust, in the entire city of Buffalo we trust. It's actually kind of funny. I don't know if you knew this, but this is today. I believe today is the one-year anniversary of when Derrick Henry threw Josh Norman across the field. So this is actually kind of funny going into this game. Not like it matters, but like – we might see Derrick Henry throw another grown-ass man across the field, and then we're just going to keep adding to his resume, and the resume is going to be titled, "This Guy Is Not Human," because I expect Derrick Henry to have a great performance, even against that defense, but in the end, he's the only piece of that that offense that I really would consider when game planning against Tennessee. They got A.J. Brown back, right?
Yes, they have AJ Brown and Julio back.
Yeah, like it's Julio's second game this season. I am still waiting for him to get warmed up, but yeah, I got Bills. If you want to play it safe, Bills money line. If you want to be risky, Bills -5.5.
Yeah, well, that's the week, folks. We got everything covered for you guys. So make sure you make your bets. Make sure you fix your fantasy lineups. And tune in until next time. I think we're going to have a show for you probably on Monday, most likely. So, yeah, get ready for that. And until next time, thanks, Matt, for joining us. Matt, where can they find you, by the way? I know you don't have a podcast, but you can at least, like, you know, you're starting up a TikTok, I know, and Instagram. So tell me what's going on.
My Instagram is Matt Camacho. Camacho spelled CAMACHO, and then an extra O at the end. That's pretty much all my Instagram, Twitter. That's the same handle. And then for TikTok, it's not Matt Camacho. So then without the extra O, you can just go to my Instagram. I have everything in the bio. So yeah, thanks for.
Yeah. So definitely tune in to that, guys. Make sure you guys give them a follow. And this is Sports Mindset. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.